The intense debate over the nation's debt ceiling was a shot across the bow for some federal agencies and the companies that depend on them, like Paul Radspinner of the biotech company FluGen.
It's very popular, I think, in Washington to beat up on agencies right now because there's not very much money.
The FDA's budget increased 50% between 2007 and 2010. That was prompted in part by wide-scale incidents of food poisoning, along with a desire to get new medications to the public. One of the agency's biggest boosters has been Herb Cole. He says it's important to have adequate regulation and funding. He spoke at a Madison biotech company called Exact Science. It's developing a non-invasive test for colon cancer.
To that end, it is imperative that FDA has doctors and scientists who are up to the speed on the newest medical technologies and can also work with companies from the earliest stages of product development.
The FDA budget is labor-intensive. 85% goes to staff, says Margaret Anderson. She's with the Alliance for a Stronger FDA.
The people who work at the FDA work under very extreme circumstances because they realize what they're reviewing is, you know, life or death for people. So they're trying to do it safely, and they're trying to move it out quickly.
The House budget proposal has called for $285 million in cuts to the FDA. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.